Calling November 17th Common Council Meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm? Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Is not here yet.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise for those of us here trying to pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Couple of things before we get started. The first thing is, those of you who are watching the stream on Facebook or on YouTube, this will be the last meeting that'll be on YouTube, sponsored by the city. Somebody chooses to simul-stream it, that's fine. But from here on out, we'll be on YouTube. We have a channel, it's Franklin, Wisconsin. What is it? City of Franklin, Wisconsin is the YouTube channel. Tree lighting that we normally have at the beginning of December will not be held this year. At least that's what I've heard so far. The Historical Society's trying to find a way perhaps to do a drive-by Santa or something like that, but right now all festivities are off. As is the State of the City address that I was supposed to do tomorrow that unfortunately the Common Council did not get news of, but I fixed that. So that's not going to be held either. So those are my announcements. So we move on to B1, citizens' comment period. I'll open a citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak? Is there any citizen wishing to speak? Mr. Rivera, good evening.
Hello, Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West.
Hold on, Marcelino. Do it again, please.
I'm not sure why my video is showing. Hello?
Kristen, that's just to you.
Well, I can't hear anybody speaking.
Us. Can you hear us?
Yeah, but I can't hear anybody speaking.
Directly under you. You should know for certain that the city's numbers are the highest in the area. If you would have been paying more attention, the Franklin Sabres would have been able to finish the season in the playoffs. You have no problem allowing three very large meetings in this small building with more than 100 people in attendance. You required people to attend to have their concerns considered, and you still ignored us. Shortly after those meetings, the health director, under your oversight, stopped the Franklin Sabres football team from playing outdoors with a total of 22 healthy players. Your lack of humane leadership, in addition to leaving the chambers at the October 20th Common Council meeting to get in the face and bully a female citizen in the hallway, is consistent with your bullying of women in general. Upon returning to the chambers, you pointed your finger at another woman and my fiance in the audience for shaking their heads in disagreement with what you were saying. We also heard testimony from a city employee with a similar story. Many of these women may be intimidated by you, but I am calling you out. It is harassment and unfitting conduct for a city leader. These must have been the theatrics Alderwoman Hanneman mentioned. Or was it the smoke and mirrors with the 3.5% tax hike scare tactic? Since tonight is the budget, I want to ask why Strauss and their project was being counted as part of the TID 6 prior to this special use being approved. The tax revenue was less than $300,000 a year, and there was no need to threaten a tax hike when the city has more than that in the general fund. You have made it clear at several meetings that this is your staff, but they work for us, just like you are supposed to. Normally things wouldn't get this far, but you dissolved the ethics board when you were alderman. Right now, I am asking that the ethics board be reinstated. We want and need transparency and integrity to be restored to our city. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public, the citizen comment period, move on to mayoral announcements. In your packet, there was a copy of a letter that went out from all the mayors and village presidents, courtesy of the ICC, to state leaders, asking them to asking the governor specifically to release the balance of his CARES Act money to help us get through the rest of this pandemic, and to work with Congress to secure more funding so that we can continue with the contact tracing and other COVID activities. Anything on that?
Alderman Barber's here.
Thank you, Alderman. So with that, we'll move on to C1, approval of the regular common council meeting minutes of October 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Hello?
Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess Nicole Watson was trying to call in and speak during citizen commentary. She just texted me that she was not able to, and I see that her mic is muted, so I'm not sure.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Am I able to just add something really quick? I tried doing it before, but I'm not sure if it was my system or what Scoop is.
Sure. Ms. Watson, give us the name and address, please.
Thank you. It's Nicole Watson, 7901 West Imperial Drive, obviously Franklin. I just had a small comment with regards to the minutes that are on the agenda for approval for tonight. And just reviewing them, specifically looking at item G3. Obviously, this relates to our projects with Oak Ridge Development and Creative Homes. I think it's probably just a typo, but just for transparency purposes, I think it's important that these minutes reflect accurately. The second from last line just has a comment on there noting funding shall be provided by the developers. That was not what was discussed. There is a shared portion that the developers agreed to donate a certain dollar amount. But I just, again, it may just be an oversight, but I think for accuracy purposes, that probably should just be corrected.
Madam Clerk.
I don't know where the city attorney is. That line was added in by the director of administration as a note from the city attorney, which was made at the meeting. I wasn't at the meeting. I verified with the city attorney, and he said that was accurate. So I don't know if you want to hold him till...
Is there a motion to table?
Here.
Well, wait a minute.
I hate to hold them for another meeting, but...
Let's not make a big deal of this. And we're not on that agenda item anyway. So, is there a motion to approve October 6th?
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we move on to November 2nd. Who is that?
Wilhelm.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Can you get a little closer to your microphone, Alderwoman? But you have the floor.
This better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So I'd like to make a correction to both G5 and G3. And on the agenda, G5 actually is placed before G3. So for G5, I'd like to make the direction for clarity that right at the end of capital improvement fund, we say per the direction of the finance officer, as unneeded if the bid in G4 is adopted. That's what he told us, that we didn't need to do any of this. So the addition would be per direction of the finance officer as unneeded if the bid in G4 is adopted. For the G3, if we simply just take out after the city attorney, put a period right there and remove who noted that funding will be provided by the developers. If we just remove that, then there's no question on that issue, and it clarifies the item. With that, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I'll second.
All those in favor of motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea. Alderman D'Andrea, on the minutes.
Aye. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Now we can. Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Must have been hearing things. Motion to approve the minutes carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absences, no abstentions. Okay. With that, we move on to item D, which is hearings. The public hearing for the 2021 budget. Madam Clerk, you have a notice to read.
Ready? Common Council of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, November 17th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Franklin Common Council City Hall Council Chambers, 9229 West Loomis Road, for the purpose of hearing any citizen or taxpayer on the proposed 2021 city budget. Summary of the proposed budget is published herewith, and a copy of the complete proposed budget will be available for public inspection at the Office of the City Clerk, at the Franklin Public Library, and on the city's website, dated this 28th day of October 2020.
Appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. With that, Madam Director of Administration, Ms. Dino.
Thank you. What I want to do is just kind of walk through the process of the 2021 budget to date. For any citizens that may be watching, the mayor's budget, recommended annual budget, was released on September 15th. And that was presented to the Common Council and the citizens that evening at the Common Council meeting. After the council received the budget, they referred it to the Finance Committee so that the Finance Committee could do an in-depth review on the budget, make recommendations regarding updates and changes to the council. Finance Committee then held 4 meetings on the draft budget, where each of the meetings with the Director of Administration, the Director of Finance, and all of the department heads in attendance for their appropriate budget, and made some recommendations to the council on October 6th. Those recommendations were considered as well as adopted by the council on October 6th, thereby creating the proposed budget, the budget that was publicly noticed and the hearing notice that was just read by the clerk. The hearing notice was published and in the newspaper on October 28th, notifying citizens that the public hearing would be held tonight. The proposed budget, as the clerk mentioned, is also available since September 16th in the city clerk's office, the Franklin Public Library, as well as the city's website. Then just a little couple comments on the budget as far as the priorities, the assumptions, and the strategies. Obviously, the budget is a very important document for the city, probably one of the most important documents it does every year. Not only is it a financial document, but a planning document to guide the city during that year. Some of our priorities and assumptions included establishing the prudent budget, fiscally responsible, maintaining city services, conservative spending, matching revenues and expenditures, as well as minimizing any tax increases. As everyone knows, there's a lot of ongoing challenges available that the city has to meet in regard to the budget, including the balance that we have between services provided and the cost to provide them, as well as reasonable and fair taxes to the citizens. There's also some restraints that we have to deal with from a state level, both now and in the future. With everything going on with COVID this year, we do believe there will be a delayed impact. We believe 2022 budget will be likely a lot more challenging than the current budget. There's also marketplace and economy-based pressures that we deal with on an ongoing basis, as well as the city's aging facilities and infrastructure. 2020, obviously we have a unique challenge of COVID-19. It did play a part in the 2020 budget. However, with the aids and grants that came from the state and the federal government, the city is going to be in a good spot at the end of the year. There is going to be a potential impact on 2021. Although there's nothing specific in the 2021 budget in regard to COVID, we did have some planned reduced revenues. We have been doing a lot of technology planning as a city employer to eliminate and mitigate the disruption of services going forward if needed. We were very conservative in our emergency needs, as well as the 2021 budget is fully funded with no use of contingency planned. Mentioned the potential state and federal aids. We do think that that could be coming in the future as well, just depending on what happens with the pandemic. Also, we have a likely possibility of a year-end surplus in 2020 that would be usable in case of an emergency. Another important priority in the budget was maintaining the city services, protecting city assets, and using our resources responsibly. Employees are our number one asset as far as size. Approximately 78% of the budget is employees in our service-based business. We did include some temporary help positions to assist in service delivery in 2021, as well as reviewed operations and costing evaluations that were completed. Considering going forward and the challenges that we're going to meet, we are continuing to consider consolidation of services, adopting new technologies, and perhaps contracting for additional services. In addition, we have been taking a hard look at our capital spending. There's obviously a lot more requests than are able to be funded on an annual basis. So we are recommending with 2021 budget some initiatives that are going to help that quandary going forward. In 2021, we look at our debt management. With tonight's debt service, we have two bond sales on tonight's agenda, which means we had a Moody's rating. Happy to report that the city did come out very well in that rating. We're going to hear more about that, but a AA2 is a very good rating for a city of our size and caliber. We have been issuing some debt recently. We have numerous borrowing purposes. The main ones over the last couple of years have been TIF related. On the screen you see the blue, dark blue bars. Those are the TIF debt that's been taken on. We do want to watch our capacity and make sure we're going forward responsibly on that. In regard to the city's long-term fiscal health, we do have a fund balance. Our fund balance is right around that maximum amount that we have listed in our fund balance policy of 30%. Puts the city in a really good position going forward to be able to use some of those funds for other high-priority city needs. We're following the best practices and making sure that we're following criteria and effective spend down as we move forward. A few highlights of the 2021 budget. All city services currently provided are maintained. There is no reduction in staffing. As far as the levy change goes, the levy did increase $176,200. However, it's only to the extent of new growth. There is no additional tax burden to property owners. On this screen, you'll see the equalized tax rate for the city. In 2020 taxes, 21 budget, we're looking at an equalized tax rate of $4.97 per thousand, which is a 19-cent decrease compared to the prior year's rates. When we equate that to an assessed value, which is what our taxes are based off of, you will see that our tax rate is estimated for 2020-2021 budget at 505, which is a 27-cent decrease from the prior year's budget. As far as changes in the budget, from a state aid perspective, our expenditure restraint did go down. We're very close to the limit as far as the minimum qualifying for expenditure restraint program. being at that 497 per thousand, that means in 2022 the city will not qualify for that program and there will be no accompanying revenues from the state. However, we did get some good news this year as far as our general transportation aids, the increase of approximately $210,000 for the 2021 budget.
Can you back up? I'm sorry, I was taking a note. No, forward one slide. That reduction in expenditure restraint, can you talk about that again?
So the expenditure restraint program through the state is for cities that meet a certain set of criteria. One of them is the mill rate has to be at least $5 per thousand on the local rate. So the 2020 budget and tax rate dictates what we receive in 2021. The 2021 tax rate, which is what we just looked at, of $497 per thousand, makes the city ineligible for that program. So the 2022 budget will not include any expenditure restraint revenues.
And this program is money from the state to essentially reward budget performance for conservatively spending organizations.
Limited spending, correct.
Okay, so we've limited our spending too good?
Unfortunately, in the state's eyes, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We do have a fully balanced budget this year, no planned use of fund balance. We did expect a deficit in 2020. It is now balanced, even with the separation benefits that were planned to be unspent. That's due to a number of vacancies in positions throughout the city. As far as the general fund goes, the general fund is the main fund of the city. We did have increased revenues of approximately $240,000. Expenditures decreased by about $24,000, and our personnel costs decreased by about $312,000. Some of the details on those personnel, there was a position that was added last year in the 2020 budget for administration. We made the decision not to fill that position due to other priorities in the city, and we were able to properly reallocate some staffing costs in the general fund to the utilities and the health insurance fund. For 2021. We are funding a reserve in 2021 for succession planning, knowing where we're at with staffing and that a number of our seasoned employees are getting ready to retire. What this allows us to do is maintain staffing throughout the year without long periods of vacancy in those positions, something that's very helpful, especially in police and fire. We do have a goal in our 2021 budget to lower the overall health insurance plan costs. We've made some adjustments to the benefits. What we're trying to do is manage our claims, lower our claim costs by using a third-party program called a NICE healthcare program, where we pay per employee, and it holds our claim costs down because they're not going to the traditional providers. It also provides a lot of convenience and cost savings to the employees, and we're engaging the employees to do the same thing as far as managing costs and knowing where the most efficient ways are. And we started the NICE healthcare program on November 1st, and we have heard from a number of employees who already used it that it is working the way we expected it to. Included in the budget is also a hotel motel tax adjustment. Currently we're at 6%. That would go to 8%. In 2021, that's only impacting the tourism fund. We also have approximately $16 million of borrowing planned in 2021. $2 million as planned for long-term capital needs. We have approximately $9 million for TIDs yet to be determined for infrastructure and incentives. $3 million in sewer debt for a lift station, as well as $2 million in the water utility for a new water tower. We don't have any change recommended for the solid waste fees in 2021. There is a sewer rate increase expected. The amount is to be determined due to the construction of the lift station. We are doing a major city initiative, updating the city's unified development ordinance, which defines zoning, development, and land division regulations. We have been working through our capital outlay, equipment replacement, capital improvement, and street improvement funds and programs over the course of this budget process. And as we mentioned, there are a lot more needs than there are resources at this point, which is what's leading us to implement a few initiatives as far as a long-term capital replacement plan. And that will be discussed a little bit later during the budget ordinance. Some of our operational and budget focuses for 2021, we do have a lot of growth and development going on. We have to make sure we're smart about that as a city, using our resources where we can, not overextending ourselves as we go forward. We do have the plan that I mentioned to address the citywide aging infrastructure and facilities. We also have a lot of contributed infrastructure from when the city was newly developed, and that will be coming due in the next fair amount of years that we just need to be ready for. We're going to be looking at a future water source for the city, which has been ongoing for a number of years. And as always, our largest asset, attracting and maintaining high quality workforce. We're working on succession planning, review of pay and benefits, and the implementation of a merit pay element in the 2021 budget. And we're also looking on an ongoing basis at operational efficiencies and evaluating our services provided. Debt service levy remains the same as the 2020 budget at $1.1 million. We do have multiple funding sources for that debt, including the general funds, the water, sewer, and the tax increment financing district funds. We are expecting debt shortfall in one of our TIDs, but we have received confirmation from our developer that it will be paid when presented. That's all I have on the overview.
This is a public hearing, so with that presentation, I'll open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone from the public wishing to speak on the budget? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing portion of this. Questions from the Common Council? Anyone? Alderman Nelson, push a button.
Couple quick points. Number one, Peggy, thank you. I know I've asked a lot of questions about the whole healthcare setup and the whole, that was one of my big issues as far as trying to get to a balanced budget. Spoke with Paul numerous times, dealing with our numerous finance committee meetings. But the bottom line, if somebody says, I mean, after reading that, I understand where you're coming up and say, hey, if we had to come up with a percentage of what the city of Franklin's portion for your normal taxpayer that's going to ask the question, what do my taxes go up? So it's just over 0.5%, like 0.6%.
So a taxpayer from the city of Franklin on the local rate is not going to see an increase. They're going to see decrease. The rate in 2019 tax rate for the 2020 budget was $5.32 per thousand. In 2020 taxes, 2021 budget, that would be $5.05. So they're actually going to see a 27-cent per thousand decrease.
Okay. So the discussion that it was going up is false, so we are having an actual reduction, so we just want to put that on record so it's just straight out there. Thank you.
Well, Alderman, to be clear, though, it depends on how your home was assessed. If your assessment went up more than 6%, you may be seeing an increase. Because 6% was the average across the board. But thank you for pointing that out. I just don't want people to get a bill and then come and yell at you.
No, I
push your button.
You have to control everything, don't you? So, I did want to get some clarity on that. Thank you for putting that out there, just so there is some directness, and there is at 6%. Thank you.
You're welcome. I believe Alderman Wilhelm wanted to say something.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I tried to turn up my volume. Is it a little better this time?
Yes.
Very good.
Okay. I just want to say I participated remotely in the finance meetings, and I thought the information was extremely helpful. I thought Peggy did a great job with her concise information. It really was appreciated, as well as Paul. And so I just want to give them credit for, you know, this is the first time working with Peggy through the budget, and I thought it turned out really well. So appreciate that. I would like to be able to make the motion on Marquette when we get to that. So I don't have anything else at this point.
Any other aldermen?
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman D'Andrea.
Somehow I lost my screen, but there we go.
I just wanted to add to that tax scenario that Alderman Nelson was talking about. Homeowners also have to be cognizant of the fact that the city of Franklin is the collecting agent for other entities that we have to pay out, Milwaukee County, MATC, et cetera, et cetera. So, and those budgets, I don't think we know yet. So the city of Franklin is definitely doing its part to help its constituents. Now we've got to see what the school district does along with all the other entities to see if they follow and come in suit. Along with, Mr. Mayor, as you said, the assessment. There was a average that some people may be above, some are below, that will affect the end result as well. So thank you. Peggy, no, thank you to you and Paul and to the entire staff, as well as the department heads that met with the finance committee for 4 weeks or four meetings in a row in October. I thought it was very productive, and it definitely helped. It actually, with the three plus one aldermen that did strongly participate in it, I think it helped make this flow a lot more productively out there. So a very good job.
Anyone else? Okay. With that, let's, without objection, I want to move on to G4, which is the adoption of the budget. If you look in your packet, there are five amendments. Those five amendments are included in the motion, which is point number six. So is there interest in separate action, or do you want to just include them and make the motion?
I have interest in separate action on item one.
That means we're going to have to do all five. Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Am I unmuted now?
Yep.
The only reason I wanted to make a separate one is I just wanted to clarify one point, and so I will be adding one bullet point. So motion to amend the proposed 2021 budget for the Market Avenue project in the capital project funds 46 to include adding appropriation in the amount of $186,000, adding funding in the amount of $101,500 from developer participation, which is $86,000 in funds directly from the developer, and sale impact fees of $15,500. Transferring the funds in the amount of $85,500 from the borrowing designation for the 116th Street Trail project that won't be taking place, and clarifying the rollover or carryover from the 2020 budget into the 2021 budget, the previous $600,000 transfer from the special assessment fund to the capital improvement fund, as was an approved project for 2020 and into 2021. That's my motion.
We need to clarify the numbers you mentioned, because I think I heard some different ones. I thought you said $186,000 for bullet point one when it's $187,000. And at for the transferring funding from the trail, the number is $85,500, and I thought you said $15,500. Now, I could have heard it wrong, but that's...
I believe I said $187,000. If not, we'll clarify that. $187,000 for the appropriation above, and for the 116th Street, that is $85,500.
All right. Madam Clerk, are you clear on what the motion is? Push button.
Yes, it's the items listed on the council action sheet with the addition, that the Director of Finance and Treasurer affect the $600,000 transfer from the Special Assessment Fund to the Capital Improvement Fund related to West Marquette Avenue Construction Project, which was approved at the November 2nd Common Council meeting as appropriated in the 2020 budget.
Okay.
And there's no second to the motion yet.
Is there a second to that motion?
Hello. Could I clarify what I said? Because I didn't even say anything about November 2nd. So I'd like to restate that bullet point, please.
Go ahead, but this is the problem you get into when your motions are 6 pages long. So go ahead, Alderman Wilhelm.
I don't think my motion was any longer than what was stated. So this is pretty simple. I'm basically ratifying and clarifying what we did last year, and that is to carry over from the 2020 budget into the 2021 budget the previous $600,000 that was transferred from the Special Assessment Fund to the Capital Improvement Fund as an approved project in 2020 and now into 2021.
Mr. Rotzenberg.
City Attorney wants to talk to.
Yes, sir. I see you, Jesse. I don't know what color that might be. All right, Mr. City Attorney, push your button. Oh, you did.
Here's the simple bottom line of my understanding in phone calls with the city treasurer today and the city director of administration. The $600,000 is already budgeted for the Marquette Avenue project, and no further action is necessary at this time. And it's a result of the council action back on November 2nd to approve the construction bid project. Is that correct?
That's correct. Actually, there is no project for $600,000 because the $600,000 is a resource into the Capital Improvement Fund. And if we were going to add an additional $600,000 transfer in 2021, there isn't $600,000 in the Special Assessment Fund anymore because we transferred it in 2020. And there wouldn't be money available to transfer in 2021.
But my point is, to keep it simple, if the proposed amendment number one, as on the action sheet, is adopted, the entire Marquette Avenue project is financed and sufficiently funded to be paid for without further action by the Common Council. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So my thought is, if you leave what Alderwoman Wilhelm added to the proposed amendment number one, it really wouldn't make any difference because it's already covered. Or she may wish to delete that, and just then you can go back to proposed adopt them, all the amendments at once.
Question?
Alderman Wilhelm.
If it doesn't really matter that much, I would like it in there for residents to be able to see that, because there is no other method or anything that shows any documentation that money has been transferred. There might be internal documentation and why we might be saying it, but I feel it's extremely appropriate, and I'm not trying to make a transfer. If someone heard that I was trying to make a transfer, as Mr. Lawson said, I'm asking to ratify the previous carryover, that what we did was transfer from that to that. I didn't say to make the transfer, I'm saying to carry over what we did and actually put in the budget. The reason why I really feel strongly is because I said it's not stated anywhere. And I had a question about Section 10 in the ordinance that we're going to adopt that reads the Capital Improvement Fund Expenditure Appropriation. It's it shall be administered if adopted on a per-project basis, and that would take two-thirds majority of the council. And I'm like, let's just not have this question come up. It makes it really simple and clear. It leaves it in there so everyone can see. If it's redundant, I'd like to see where the redundancy is, because it's not anywhere listed, except we all know the transfer was made last year, but it does not show up in this year's budget. If someone can show me where, you know, it's clear for the residents other than some line on a budget page somewhere, that would be great. But this makes it very clear. And I'd ask that we have no further, you know, arguments on it, that we just clarify it, make it clear, and adopt the motion.
I'll second it so we can move on.
On the amendment to the motion, all those in favor?
No, there's no. It was aye. It was aye. The motion. There was no.
No, this is a motion amendment. To amend. This is a motion to amend.
But you said the motion. Amend the motion.
This is a motion to amend. All right. On that motion, can we get the vote out, Alderman, please? All those in favor?
Aye.
Hold on. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea, let's do a roll call. This is not working.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Did he say?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea. Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. So now we got to do 5 others here. Is there a motion to amend the proposed 2021 budget for the DPW planning study and the capital projects fund to include adding an appropriation in the amount of $10,000 and transferring the $10,000 from the fund balance?
Second.
Madam Clerk, please do a roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Mark? You're muted.
You're muted, Mark. You're still muted.
I want a thumbs up.
There you go.
Aye. Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Is there a motion to amend the 2021 budget for the restricted contingency in the general fund 01, adding an appropriation amount of $2,500?
I didn't hear a thing.
It was moved by Barber, seconded by Wilhelm.
You said
goodbye. Alderman D'Andrea. You know what? You're absolutely right. $2.5 million is the correct number. Thank you, Alderman.
Well, that explains a lot.
Who
Madam
was
Clerk?
The second on the motion, because it was not Alderwoman Wilhelm?
I'll second.
Alderwoman Hanneman. Okay, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Is there a motion to amend the 2021 budget for needed improvements to the city's infrastructure and facilities in the Capital Projects Fund 46 to include adding an appropriation of $350,000, transferring the funding in the amount of $350,000 from borrowing designated for the 116th Street Trail?
So moved.
There a second? That was D'Andrea. Okay, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea. Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absent. Motion carries. Okay, on the entire budget as amended.
Number five. Did you do number five?
I did not do number five. There's a motion to amend the 2021 budget for needed maintenance of the city's infrastructure and facilities in the general fund contingency fund 01, adding an appropriation of $250,000. I did that. Oh no, I did 350, sorry. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Nelson and Barber. Okay, when you're ready.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
I saw him.
Motion passed.
Motion is approved, six ayes, no noes, no absents, no abstentions. Now on the main motion, which has been amended. Is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2020, whatever it's going to be, an ordinance adopting the 2021 annual budgets for the general, civic celebrations, St. Martin's Fair, donations, grant, solid waste collection, sanitary, sewer, capital outlay, equipment replacement, street improvement, capital improvement, debt service development, utility development, TID 3, TID 4, TID 5, TID 6, and TID 7, and internal service funds, and establishing the tax levy and other revenue for the city of Franklin, and establishing the solid waste fee, and adjusting the room tax rate, including and except, and that's it, because we already did the amendments.
Second.
Madam Clerk, that was Barber and Hanneman.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
What was that, Dan?
Aye.
Thank you.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Thank you very much. We have a budget for next year. With that, we move back to reports and recommendations, item G1, which is a resolution awarding the sale of $3,175,000 in general obligation community development bonds.
Mr. Mayor, I'm pleased to present John Cameron from Ellers. And by way of introduction to the Common Council and the public who may be monitoring the meeting, earlier in October, Common Council authorized the sale of $3,175,000 of general obligation bonds to support project costs in TID 6. We're here this evening to review the bids that were made earlier today. I'm pleased to report they were very successful, very attractive bids, and Mr. Cameron has the details for you.
Great. Good evening, everyone. John Cameron with Ellers. Thanks for allowing me to be here this evening. As Paul indicated, we took bids on both bond sales this morning at 10 a.m. Had really fantastic sale results to present this evening. As part of going through the bond sale process, we did go through the rating for both issues, and that rating was affirmed at AA2, which, as Peggy had indicated, is an extremely solid rating for the city. So really fantastic results in terms of going through that rating process. One of the key strengths that's mentioned in the rating report is the expanding tax base within the city, and that was noted during the rating process. As part of the 2020B issue, we did receive five bids this morning on that issue, with the winning underwriter being UMB Bank out of Kansas City, Missouri. with a true interest cost of 1.1275%. So really fantastic overall result in terms of true interest cost. The difference between the high and the low was very slim. The high bid was 1.3032%, so really a difference of about just under $50,000 in terms of total interest expense between the high and the low bidder. So really a great result in terms of doing the sale and during a very favorable interest rate climate. As part of the winning bid, we were able to downsize the issue by $130,000 to $3,045,000. We did experience $105,352 less in interest expense over the total life of the bonds compared to the pre-sale estimate, resulting in total principal and interest that is $235,352 lower than the pre-sale estimate that we presented to the council last month. So really fantastic sale result. We were very pleased with it. The only other item I'll mention of note in terms of the sale day report, on the very last page of the sale day report is a three-year trend in municipal bond interest rates. This is on a AA scale. And really what that chart shows is that we kind of hit a low water mark really late summer into early fall, and we really hit the market at a very, very favorable time historically.
Ms. Rosenberg, tell us again what this refinancing means to the city and the taxpayers.
Well, this is the sale of bonds to support project costs in TID 6, so the refunding will be in the next issue. There are savings on this bond. The TID 6 had a $9 million commitment on the part of the city. The city borrowed $6 million shortly after providing the developer's agreement or completing the developer's agreement to fund the first portion of the project costs. That bond was sold with an interest rate of approximately 2.9% 2 years ago. And had we borrowed all $9 million at that time, we would have paid interest for the last 2 years on this $3 million at 2.9%. With the sale today, we have saved 2 years worth of interest on $3 million at about 180 basis points. And not only that, going forward for the balance of the term of this note, which extends out about 17 years, we will have interest at only 1.12% as opposed to 2.9%. So we've saved the city taxpayers considerable amount of money on this note.
And what is that considerable amount of money estimated?
I don't have that.
I just don't have the number, but I will get it for you.
It's lots of zeros.
It has lots of zeros behind it.
Okay. That would be a good number to publicize for us.
Sure.
Once again, we're doing good financial things for the community. It ought to be highlighted, and the community ought to know about it. Okay.
The staff put in front of the aldermen's places a copy of the revised resolution. The only real changes to the revised resolution was to indicate that the sale took place for $3,045,000 as opposed to the original $3,175,000, and to include the sale day reports and the bid documents that came in. Those are the only changes to the draft resolution.
That was one section ahead. Any questions from the council?
Motion to adopt the resolution.
Thank you, Alderman Barber. That would be a motion adopting resolution 2020, whatever it's going to be, a resolution awarding the sale of $3,045,000 in general obligation community development bonds, series 2020B. Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Hanneman. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Mark, you're muted. Give us your thumbs up and we'll count that as an aye. Alderman DeAndrea indicates approval. So having the set... Yeah, only one thumb. But I'll only count it once. All right, there you go. So that motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Move on to G2, which is the refunding and resale of $9.770 million.
So again, just by way of background, before Mr. Cameron gets into the details of the sale, the city sold $23.5 million worth of note anticipation notes in early 2018 to fund project costs in TID 5. It was anticipated that that funding was done on an anticipation note, as it was unclear on two issues. Whether or not the project would continue, because it was being constructed on a landfill, and we didn't know whether or not the city would be able to complete the projects. So we took out a construction loan that allowed us to prepay it if we needed to. And secondly, there was some unsurety as to what the increment was going to be in the district, and it would allow us to structure the debt at a later date when there was better visibility to the increment that was coming. Given the favorable interest rate environment of the current environment, the city decided to advance the last refunding, which is what this debt issue is, which is to repay and finally set the long-term payment obligations on that $23.5 million. So with that, I would go, turn it over to Mr. Cameron to provide the results of this sale.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
Can I ask a question, please?
Alderman Mayor.
The action sheet, it states that the risk remains of the increment. Can you kind of clarify that as compared to the top where that risk was covered at first?
So the this particular debt is being sold as part of the financing for TID District 5, Ballpark Commons. That TID District still is estimating future development, because we are early in the project and not all of the development that was originally anticipated has either been begun or is in place at this point in time. So future increment and tax levy on the TID district is unknown at this point in time. We had hoped originally to wait until 2023 to do this final financing, when we'd have better visibility on the projects as they develop in the TID. But because of the favorable nature of the interest rates and the fact that the money has now all been spent and is in fact a general obligation of the city, we felt it was advisable to go to market at this point in time. Council did authorize the refinancing. So I will get to the punchline a little bit ahead of you, John. Included in the sale day report on the bottom of page 2 is an indication of the savings to the Franklin taxpayers by refinancing at this point in time. In early 2018, the city estimated that interest costs on the $23.5 million worth of debt would ultimately cost the city $9.7 million. With this final refunding that is being requested this evening, total interest savings will be in excess of $3.7 million over what was estimated when this first financing was put in place, a rather substantial savings to the city.
So if I could just back up a minute. So the risk remains, but the money is spent, so in essence, we're saving more money, and we're still, the risk is still there. The risk is not changing in any of this. We're just saving money, and the risk remains.
We have reduced the cost to the city, but the fact that the city has to repay it, and it is expected to come from the TID, remains a risk. We cannot eliminate that risk.
Okay, thank you.
With that, Mr. Cameron?
Okay, thank you, Paul. We took bids at 10 a.m. on this sale as well. We did also receive five bids. on this issue, with the winning bidder being BOK Financial Securities out of Milwaukee, with a true interest cost of 1.7852%. The difference between the high, low and high bidder was a little over $115,000 in terms of total interest expense. As part of the winning bid, we were able to downsize the issue by $225,000. We also had lower interest rates than the planning estimates, to the effect of $622,238. So the sale result is $847,238 in terms of total principal and interest, better than what we presented last month in the pre-sale report to the Common Council.
Questions from the Council? Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2020, whatever it's going to be, a resolution awarding a sale of $9,545,000 in taxable general obligation refunding bonds, Series 2020A? That was Dandrea. Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Hanneman? Whenever you're ready. Wait, my fat finger. There you go.
Alderman Dandrea.
Thumbs up, Mark, or down.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber. Alderman Barber. He's not on there. Oh.
An abstention. Actually.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Should I call it an absent or an abstention, Jesse?
Well, we have to do an excerpt of the minutes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Wait, he's back on.
Oh.
Did you announce the roll call or the vote?
I did announce it. Well, we'd like to have Alderman Barber's vote. Is there a motion to reconsider?
So moved.
Second by Dandrea. All those in favor of the motion to reconsider?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the main on the original motion, which is to award the sale of $9,545,000, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Nelson and Hanneman. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Not bad, saving almost $4 million today. Pretty good. G3 is a resolution to ratify and reapprove a condition certified survey map. Alderman Wilhelm.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G4, we did. G5, amendment number 2 to the service contract between the City of Franklin and Southeast Wisconsin Inspection Services. Is there a motion to approve or questions? Alderman Dandrea, did you make the motion?
No, John Nelson did. I did the second.
You going to take it?
Well, okay. So.
Okay, motion has been made by Alderman Nelson, seconded by Alderman Dandrea. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is approval of an information technology service agreement with Heartland Business Systems.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Mayer and Hanneman. All those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, contract with Geographic Marketing Advantage LLC for GIS and database maintenance services. Alderman Mayor?
Second.
Who made the motion?
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm and Mayor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8 is to authorize Vandewall and Associates to provide additional support for parkland acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Can't have Alderwoman.
Aren't these the people that we were kind of disappointed with that we sent off to do an investigation? They came back telling us what we already knew.
The answer to that is yes.
So I don't think we should give them a second chance.
Well, we're down the road with these guys, so, I mean, that's kind of where we're at with them.
Well, have we ever heard back from them after that fiasco? We got the message and are going to improve?
Yes, we did. I had a meeting with them, and they appeared before the Parks Commission, I believe. Did they not, Alderwoman Hanneman?
I don't know if they appeared before the Parks Commission, but it was brought to the Parks Commission meeting last week, and this was approved by Parks Commission. And I think this is solidifying more of what we're expecting of them post your meeting with them, Mr. Mayor. And the Parks Commission was comfortable with what we have in terms of the scope and the deliverables.
Okay, that sounds
usable. All right, there's been a motion and a second.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Wilhelm.
That is to include the change to item 4A, inserting Alderwoman Hanneman versus Alderman Nelson based on Park Commission representation, correct?
Is that the maker of the motion? Is that your motion?
Yes.
Let's save another motion here. And who is the second?
Yes.
Okay.
Alderman.
All right, good. All right. Anything else? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G9?
That was done by a resolution that's in the packet. She didn't have it on the bottom, but it will be approved by resolution.
Yeah, that's being approved by a resolution that's in your packet. G9 is a request to continue with AT&T as the vendor for Centrex. Is there a motion to authorize Director of Administration to finalize and execute a new 5-year agreement with AT&T for Centrex services? Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Nelson seconds. His mic's turned off. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Guess what? That concludes the programming for this evening. Go to licenses and permits, Alderman Nelson.
Okay.
Hold on. It's me. There you go. Sorry, that was me.
First one, Michael Evicar has got to, it's approved with proper completion of his application. He's got some things he needs to complete on there. And number two is Nikki Mamaro. It's approved with a letter. And those are the only two.
Is there a second?
Second.
Hanneman beat him. Alderman Mayor.
The license for the Hill Has Eyes included a directive to the health officer to make an appearance during each of the sessions of the Hill Has Eyes and report back to us. I have not heard anything about that since then.
Alderman, I hate to do this to you, but that's not on the agenda, so we can't do it.
But it's not the license. So can we put that on the next agenda then?
You bet. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, which is vouchers. Is there a motion approving the city vouchers on ending date of November 12, 2020, in the amount of $7,731,112.11, and payroll dated November 6th, in the amount of $434,241.71, and matching payments and various payroll deductions in the amount of $251,111.23 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll date of November 20th, estimated $409,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated $455,000 plus city matching payments. Is there a motion? Was that you, Alderman Mayor? Okay.
Second.
All right. Motion by Dandrea, second by Barber. Alderman Mayor, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I didn't motion or seconds.
Yeah, I thought you dropped off, though. That's what it was. All right, Madam Clerk.
Sorry, who's second?
Barber.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Mayor, are you still there?
Yes.
Mayor, are you still there? Okay, just thought I didn't see you. I thought you dropped off.
Nice. All those in favor?
Who made the motion?
Aye.
Who made the motion?
Barber
made the motion. Who is second?
Nelson.
Alderman Nelson.
Sure.
All right, let's do it again. All those in favor to adjourn, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.